Now notice verses 9 through 11. Thou shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation. Thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the children of Israel together. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord. And the children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Lord. Now, friends, let's understand this very clearly. Oh, you can sing a solo, you can preach a sermon, you can teach a Sunday school class, you can be an officer in the church, but you're not effective. I'll tell you right now, I don't know who you are, but you are not effective until you walk in the light of the Word of God, until you're cleansed, until you have been to Him for cleansing. You see yourself in the light of the Word of God. You know you come short. And you go and make confession of your sin. And you know He forgives you. And He cleanses you. And you use that sharp razor. Now I tell you, it'll dig down in the life and take off that which offends today. And then we need to watch our habits if we're going to be used of God. Many a man has let a bad habit ruin his testimony and actually put him out of the Lord's service. I know many men that have been put out because of a bad habit. And then all of this rests upon the person and work of Christ, and we need to recognize that all of this, friends, is done in a very definite way for the service of the Levites there to serve. Now we come here to something else we've called attention to before, but we must call attention to it again. It says, verse 14, thus shalt thou separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. And verse 19, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons. And you remember in our Lord's high priestly prayer, He said concerning you and me as believers, He said, they were thine, but you gave them me. And the Lord, when He redeemed us by the blood of Christ. He paid a price. And now He's given us as a gift back to the Lord Jesus Christ. We belong to Him. Now, service to Him, friends, does not rest upon rules and regulations and law. That's not the way you serve the Lord Jesus. You serve Him now because you love Him. You're in a new relationship to Him. You've been joined to Him. You're part of Him. And what a thrill it is now to know you're serving Him and you're not following little rules and regulations. You've been brought to a high place and you want to please Him. How wonderful this is. Now again, verse 24, I read this and call attention to something we think is rather significant, and I do not want to insist on anything here. This is it that belongeth unto the Levites. From 20 and 5 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now, at 25 years of age, the Levites were permitted to serve in the tabernacle. But way back in the 4th chapter here, and of course that's not too far back, we find out that it was at 30 years of age that they actually entered into the service. It says in verse 30, chapter 4, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, shalt thou number them, everyone that entereth into the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now, this was for the priests. If a man was entering into a priestly work, it was from 30 to 50. And here it's 25 if he was just serving around in the tabernacle, putting it up, taking it down, any kind of service. But you will recall way back in the 1st chapter, verse 3, if it was for soldier service, it was 20 years of age. And then that raises the question, what is the age of accountability? Now, will you follow me very carefully right at this point, and it may be something that'll startle you. Over in the 14th chapter, verse 29, I read, God said to them, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Now, those that were 20 years old and upward had reached the age of accountability, and God held them responsible And when they murmured and refused to go in at Kadesh Barnea, God said, you'll die in the wilderness. What about the boy 19 years old? God let him enter the land. What is the age of accountability? I don't want to insist on this, but I think it's lots older than you and I think it is today. I'm of the opinion that it's much older than we think it is. We think maybe a little child is responsible. I don't think so. Now, the little child can accept the Lord. In fact, there are many on record that at 4 years of age accepted the Lord. But the thing is, the age of accountability must be somewhere later than that. And I'm of the opinion it'd be different for different people. God made it different for the different service he had for himself. Soldier, 20 years. 25, if he was just to work around the tabernacle, if it was priestly service, was 30 years of age. So what age is it? Well, it'll be different, I think, from different people. And that's the reason that we ought to try to get boys and girls to the Lord as quickly as we can. That is important, by the way.